We've had some staff turnover in Rupert Milkey as well. So the new person assigned through Rupert Milkey, I actually met with them. It's about 3 weeks now. We identified where some of the pieces were going, what some information that they needed. So the ball's back in our court to pull that added information together.
When do you think the study should come back to the council?
I still think we're probably looking at least a couple of months, you know, because we Joel's busy dealing with applications, both the staff who is helping me on it aren't there. Some of it will, some of the pieces will come from engineering, so just with the short staff and the extra stuff we're doing, it's still going to take some time.
Because as our development is moving forward, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars going into park, into all these funds, but the most unneeded fund is the park impact area, and we're creating a bigger problem down the road. So we've got to get that study done so we can decide on how we're going to address a problem.
The easy thing about that, it is very challenging to determine how to rebate funds that are 13 years old. But funds paid this year are probably for the same active owners, and so there will be, you will have the ability, I believe, to look at sort of a retroactive period. When are you implementing the new fees?
We're not sending money back.
Yeah. But I'm saying that if that's a concern, There are ways to address it. That's very easy to do in a current period. But until you have that study and you figure out what your needs are,
I understand, Mr. Liberta, we've had personnel issues, staffing problems. I mean, we've had an excessive workload. I understand all that. But this is something that the council has requested. I'm glad to hear that it's moving forward. But it can't move forward fast enough.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I believe Alderman Taylor's motion was for it to come back to the council by February of this last year. I remember that, right? And then also, I made a motion, I think, in June of 2015 for us to accept that LMSD land, and my motion was to immediately move forward to accept that land, and that is still hanging out there. So we need to put some time and effort into this item, please.
As Mark Supervisor, that effort will fall right behind the architect's contract for the building improvements, the architect's contract for the police shooting range, the contracts necessary for us to hire temporary contractors for the planning department. So those three things.
I understand that, Mayor, but when the council makes a motion, puts a date on it, I think that you should carry out and be cognizant of those dates and not add more projects on, because basically you end up overriding the council's decision, and we're the decision-making body, and your job is to carry those out and we expect those to happen. So when they just get pushed aside and other things come out, it makes the council completely ineffective. And I don't think that's what our residents want.
Well, let me answer that. I don't generate projects, the Common Council does. So I respond to what you guys do. The firing range is a Common Council approved expenditure.
Right, yeah, there's a big, before we go on this path, there's a big difference between what we're bringing in as our legislation, like with my name on it or any of the other five up here, to what your departments are bringing forward and requesting. I mean, that's, you're head of police and fire commission. It's your police department that's asking for that, because you always say, "I'm the guy." You know, I'm the head of the police department. I mean, you walk around all burly on those issues, so don't try to pass the buck onto us. Period. All right, so don't do that. Secondly, you're right. If that's the date, and you have a real good memory, and February is the impact fee study, we're past the, you know, the train left the station on in February a long time ago. Okay, and we have developments taking place. that we're collecting impact fees from? How much are we going to collect from the apartments for Ballpark Commons? You know, do you think our numbers, our negotiating dollars with them would be different if we were collecting all those impact fees? I bet they would be. They know how much they're given to us in this development of Mandel Apartments, that they would not have to get asked for as much back. So we're, and that means we're collecting impact fees.
Which we collect interest on.
We're collecting impact fees that for some areas, like parks, that we're going to have more money than we're ever going to be able to spend. Because I don't think budgets are going to start getting any looser moving forward. I don't care who's in Madison, okay? And I don't think our residents want us to start raising taxes to start buying a bunch of parkland. And so that means we're collecting right now off of the Bear Development property, anything we do down on County Line and 27th Street, the Ballpark Commons development, we are collecting impact fees that we'll never be able to spend. So that's why we put a date on it. We could go back in time and retro, so maybe you could figure out a way to retroactively say, no, we're not gonna collect that money, or the money we just collected from you, we're gonna give back to you. That would make negotiations and other developments much easier. So, and I didn't mean to get pissed, Your Honor, but don't try to tell us that, you know, going back, don't say that these are ours. I think any one of us could talk about what we brought in, and you know, I've actually, there's a couple things before in this next year that I'd like to see done that are minor. I've actually waited, I can't wait much longer just to get things off the table. So in about 2 months, you're gonna get a couple things from me that I expect to get done that I think we all can agree on, not too complex, but just minor things we can get done. Well, no, I mean.
Just saying, don't keep us secret.
Just one other thought. I know, Mr. Liberta, we've talked about this before in the previous discussion when we were talking about impact fees. Do we have the power to change it at a council level right now? But I know it wouldn't be fair to all the other developers out there, but is that a correct statement?
You still have to make any change in the rates. You still have public hearing, updated report, and adopted the budget.
But we could vote to temporarily suspend it. I mean, we could do anything we would like to, right? I mean, we could look at reducing it temporarily as well.
I believe there are strategies that could be used that could speed that up, where you still have to go through the public hearing process, but you could write a report that I believe that does a interim hold on them, or not hold, that you do a partial rate reduction in anticipation of completion of the study. I believe that could be done.
I understand that you've got a lot on your plate, but that is something that we could possibly look at after the budget. Since it appears that we may be able to address the short term, but we do have to look at into the future. This thing, and if that study is going to get completed in a shorter time frame, maybe we have to look at that as a counter, as an alternative to slow the siphon down a little bit.
Well, and one of the pieces I discussed with them specifically was breaking it apart, because the study has all of the impact fees, and I said, well, let's do the parks one up front and get it through. Because the fire and police and roads,
right,
those can go on. So.
Okay. Before I go to Alderman Mayor, I will tell you that you recognize, and Alderman will have recognized, we served together for a long time. I always said we collect way too much money for parks.
Yeah.
Always said
that.
So I'm with you. I want to fix too. Alderman Mayor.
We're not going to do anything until we get the study back, correct?
Direction that I've heard just now is find a way to do it without the study.
Right.
No,
you need to justify.
You can't do it without a study, but there may be a way you can do this, a study that satisfies that interim action. So, but that may be more work than actually trying to just break off that and just push the park one through. So, I think the message from the council is very clear to me, and I will accelerate that.
That answers it. Thank you.
The motion was to place on file. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14 is an ordinance to amend the municipal code canceling Monday fairs. Alderman Mayor.
I have nothing to say about this. Perhaps Alderman Nelson might want to elaborate. I will vote no on it, but I don't see a stop in it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Alderman Mayor, or Nelson.
So when we, you know, this has been going on at least a decade, this discussion, you know, how do we fix them? Do we keep them? Do we not keep them? We've tried things. You know, it's it was a commission decision vote to end these. Pretty much basically the reason why we are, this is just my experience and me being around as a commission chair, and I've been from, I think, probably 12 or 13 years. We, our competition is such that we can't sustain this any longer. When I say competition, there, you know, back in the day, back when this was a big successful thing, the Monday fairs, you didn't have any of the other local farmers markets to compete with. And not only do we have that to compete with, when we look at doing other options, the other farmers that are in there right now are obligated elsewhere. So we are in an uphill battle on a lot of different fields. So looking at, again, I'll only speak for myself, and being around this my life, is you've got a great thing going on Labor Day weekend. You have a tough, tough thing to a bad thing going on First Mondays. My opinion, stop the bleeding and the First Mondays. Focus efforts on making sure that that other part's really doing well. Makes it to be the most healthy thing. When I drive past here on these Mondays and go there and see nobody there, but all the DPW signage is up, which DPW does a great job signing and everything like that, and then you get there and there's nobody there, it's tough to see it, and it's something that, you know, I think we've come to a point in time where we need to stop this. And stopping doesn't mean it's got to be forever. It's not like a bad marriage that you just keep going on and on and on. What you want to do is you want to be able to make in the future where you could possibly bring it back. You could possibly have somebody that's got some funding and some ideas and say, hey, look, let's do something else. That's a possibility, but for right now, it was voted to stop.
One, two.
Well, I guess I have to agree with Alderman Nelson. This has been going on, this conversation, for a while, and we've made all different attempts, I think. We've tweaked it up a little bit, and I know how much John, you know, how much it means to him and how much effort he's put in there. Is like, have you been on there that long? I mean, since I've known you, you've been on there, but I don't think anybody can justify up here continuing this and wasting. We just closed Saturdays at the yard, you know, our DPW building. And you know what? Every month, first Monday, right? We're having DPW putting in, I don't know how many hours total, but they're putting in time. Yeah, maybe one, okay. But how can you justify spending even 1 hour there when no one's coming? If we could somehow create something, a farmer's market of our own that actually is successful and brainstorm and promote it, but there's no way you can just keep this, just, it's almost an embarrassment. So that's why it's easy to support.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything Alderman Nelson said. He is right on the money. Just for clarification, though, this is not the Labor Day Fair. This is the Monday monthly fairs that will be canceled. Not the Labor Day Fair. Labor Day Fair will go on as normal.
Forever
and ever.
Madam Clerk, then Alderman Wilhelm and I.
There are two members of the Fair Commission that voted no on this, just to clarify, Mayor being one of them, but it did pass. The other portion of the ordinance that I'd like to address, which nobody has questioned, it looks like we're deleting the
So basically every year the state, the Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, DACAP, is the organization that we do all of our inspections under. They're consistently re-clarifying their stance on temporary establishments and mobile establishments, so food trucks, food stands, those types of things. And in previous years with the St. Martin Fair, individuals who applied for coming to the St. Martin Fair that were doing food, they were charged $50 as like a food license to be at the fair. And the problem with that is that they were essentially getting two licenses for that year because they were supposed to be licensed by the state as well. And we can't, nor should we, make someone pay for two licenses. So that's sort of the impetus of the change in general, is that these people were having two licenses and they shouldn't have been. So in working with the clerk's office, we've come up with what we think is a reasonable thing for the individuals who will still be coming to the Labor Day Fair. So basically, the license year for food vendors is July 1st through June 30th. The people who come there are either considered a temporary person or a mobile person based on the amount of events they go to throughout the year. So that would be decided by our sanitarian once they apply to be a part of the St. Martin Fair. We'll be asking them if they have a state license. If they already have a state license, that's great. We will go out, we'll do our inspection, which is $125. That is the standard inspection fee for all establishments. If they do not have a state license, they would be charged $170, which includes getting that state license plus the inspection fee together. So one time, $170. What that means is that they can be at any other events through the end of that licensing year and not have to pay any additional fees. So, as Sandy said, some people may pay more. Some people, this may be less because they were paying for two licenses before plus the inspection. I guess I'll take questions. I don't want to dive too deep in the weeds, but if you have specific questions, I can get a little bit more detail if you need to.
Alderman Mayor, then City Clerk.
You can take City Clerk first.
I just want to clarify that you mentioned that the food vendors pay $50. So it's actually $50 more than
on top.
The non-food.
Yes, sorry.
And so we're this adoption of this ordinance will eliminate that difference of $50 for everybody.
I just wanted to say that the commission did discuss this item at length, and it does make perfectly good sense, and I do support this. Unfortunately, it's all one motion, but I do support it. It makes sense.
So my view on the Monday Fair was it was a great tradition for the city. It just met its day, unfortunately, and in order to take it to the next level or save it, it needed much more help than five people once a month, or actually less than that, and no staff support. Now, given that we have a fully funded commission that we have a control over, Tourism Commission, who has currently a pot of money, approximately $500,000, there may be a time where they have their own employee that might be in the and fund some advertising. Well, we have no control over it. They have to come to us and say, we want an employee. We can't tell them.
You know, I would say the Fair Commission agenda discusses that they go to the Fair Commission. Yes, that's what they like to say. It's emotional.
But for something better.
location where maybe, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people will go every summer? I don't, you know, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a motion. Second.
There is no motion.
No motion, a second? Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk?
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
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 No.
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, 1 no. No absent, no extensions. Move on to item H, voucher to see.
Whoa. What, how dare vouchers and payroll jump ahead?
Is there a motion approving the following city vouchers on ending date June 3rd, 2019, in the amount of $3,469,594.91, and payroll dated May 24th, 2019, in the amount of $380,321.61, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $395,873.25 plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll dated June 7th, estimated at $385,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions, estimated $216,000 plus city matching payments, property tax refunds and investments ending date of May 30th in the amount of $3,401,324.50, and release of the payment to Dorner Inc. in the amount of $182,509.15, and release of the payment to Worthington Direct in the amount of $10,016.42, and release of payment to Knight Berry in the amount of $660,725.
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions, and that wasn't that painful. Licenses I want.
But change is never good. So I'm going to make a motion to adopt the May 23rd meeting as submitted in your packet, with one thing to point out, that in the hold column, if we're holding, when you look at approved, like for example, Franklin Mobile, says subject to appear. That should be in the hold column. I don't know why it was put in the proof column, but it was should be, that's hold for appearance. So if you see subject to appear, that really should be a hold. Just see if you guys have any questions on that. That's the motion.
Second.
Madam Clerk? All those in
no comments.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. A motion to adjourn.
No, no, we got more license here. May 30th. I mean, we work around the clock here in the licensing committee. And today, so we got two more here. The May 3rd motion as presented. May 30th as presented. In your packet.
For a second.
Second.
Guys, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, then for tonight's meeting, which is not in your, which was not, is not in your packet because it was sent this evening. The first one is approved, and here you have the ballpark commons issue. It's approved per NFPA 1123 fire code.
Request to take the extraordinary events separately.
Sure, we can do that. So you can vote no, not a problem. We'll take that up last.
Alderman Taylor, that's not necessary.
Well, I'll just point it out, just
guys,
like
guys,
your.
Okay.
Let's say guys.
Your St. Martin's Fair one, nice vote on that too, by the way.
Come on.
Okay, so Polonia approved, Ryan's Fuel and Midtown Gas approved pending inspection, and then all the rest on this page and the next page is approved.
So accepting the first two items.
No, except for the first, except for, I believe, he wants the ballpark comment.
Extraordinary items, I'm not.
Oh, not just, oh, both, okay.
Okay, so on all but the first two, your motion.
That's my motion.
Yeah. All right. On everything but the first two, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. On
diabetes.
One at a time. On diabetes association, we're going to move to.
No move.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. On the ballpark common team field.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Oh, as we need also individual application for each one with the fire department, which is what they requested, and not to have fireworks after 10:30, which we discussed at when this item came up. And 7 events.
Is there a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
And clerk.
And a location change.
Thank you.
Of the launcher.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Is
Sounds like it was a good thing we did take it separately so we
could clarify these issues.
Well, you
interrupted it. You zip it.
I think that we covered all of those points in
right.
here, so if the clerk has any questions, she can look at my notes. Just
okay,
Adam.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
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 Motion carries 5 ayes.
Motion adjourned.